o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you outsmart, outflank, outmaneuver your competition without outspending them, focusing on issues of marketing concern, management concern, and your concerns, because this is really your show. My name is Les Wolf. I am CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia and have been the host of the show since the beginning, some 2 years ago. So basically, the idea of this show is to present smart thoughts for smart thinkers, and we think you're smart. That's why you're listening to the show. I want to give you a little background. We're going to be doing some unusual things tonight related to as former celebrity. I say former because unfortunately the gentleman passed away, but there were some things that could be learned from his experience that we could translate into marketing tips that could be helpful to you. But before that, all right, let's take a look at some of the things that we bring to you. We have, obviously, smart marketing moves, smartmarketingmoves.com, our blog. We have four LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Celebrities for Marketing, Creative Thinkers Forum, and Fearless Marketers. These are all designed to encourage you to come to them, open up discussions, participate in discussions, pick topics that you would like us to pursue. Again, this is designed to help you and help you help others so that we are looking at ways that, you know, we can just be a tremendous resource for you. We want you to reach out to us at any time through our email, which is marketingsmartly@aol.com. We want to hear your comments. We also would like to hear from you as to topics that you might like us to have in future shows, guests, including yourself. If you feel that you have accomplished some things that would be of interest to others and that you have lessons that you can share, knowledge that you can share, we would definitely be interested in that. Now, also, we offer to our listeners and actually to anybody who is looking to outsmart, as I said, the competition, a program we call Advisory Time Blocks. And Advisory Time Blocks are a program for people who want help as on an as-needed basis rather than a retainer relationship. So if you go up to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com, click on Advisory Services, you get more information about the Time Block program, which is a rather simple program. Rather than a retainer relationship, you buy a block of time, and it's good for 12 months. So if you suddenly have a need for a discussion by phone or email, where something has come up and you want advice, you know, you take a 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you have out of those hours. But again, you got a year to spend whatever you commit to. So I would check out the Advisory Time Block. For those of you who feel you could use a coach, we provide executive coaching services. That comes under my wing. And obviously, we help people with their marketing strategies, and we give speeches. We give speeches. In fact, one of my favorite speeches is what Joe Frazier, Smokin' Joe Frazier, taught me about marketing. And we're going to cover a little of that tonight. Because my connection with Smokin' Joe Frazier is I was his manager for the last 7 years of his life. I took him on because Joe had a situation not uncommon among many professional athletes, deep in debt. And deep in debt for the reasons that many not being knowledgeable about the marketing aspect, being prone to being ripped off by associates, friends, family, etc. And we had a long career, a long joint venture together for more than 7 years until Joe passed away in 2011, the end of 2011. But we learned some very interesting things together. And I want to cover a couple of those with you tonight. But I think first, to do that, let me give you a story, maybe more than one story about Joe Frazier. Smokin' Joe was an interesting individual, born in Beaufort, South Carolina, and came up to the Philadelphia area when he was about 17, 18 years old, and had a ninth grade education, but he was very smart. And in a book that I am writing on what he was like outside the ring, I want to read to you one of the stories that was given to me by a gentleman named Stan Hockman. Stan has unfortunately passed away, but he was a top sports writer and columnist for the Philadelphia Daily News. And he said, you know, Joe Frazier never could pull his punches, not in an actual fight and not in a training camp sparring session. That meant that being a sparring partner for Joe Frazier had to be one of the toughest jobs in America. You know, they were paid the going rate, but they took tremendous amounts of punishment because Joe felt he wouldn't get what he needed out of sparring if he didn't go all out. He also did not want to develop bad habits. So the training sessions were brutal and one-sided. Frazier hacking away with that notorious left hook, waddling in close to the other guy to where he could breathe on him. The sparring partners were told that when they signed on, Frazier was unrelenting in training camp, so they didn't feel deceived. But then, because Joe had a huge heart, Frazier would try to find a way to make it up to them without appearing soft. And what he did was to take part in crap dice games on some nights after dinner. Frazier and his sparring partners would find a corner of the dining area, peel back the rug, and bounce the dice off the baseboard. Joe pretended to be oblivious to the proper odds. When he rolled a 4 or a 10, he would take even money that he could make his point. The sparring partners gleefully covered his bets. Anyone who's ever shot craps knows that you can only make a 4 with a 2 or a 3-1, and you can only make a 10 with a 5-5 or a 6-4. The proper odds are 2-1 against making a 4 or 10 before you roll a 7. And with that kind of edge, the sparring partners would pick up a wad of cash in those games to supplement their paychecks to ease the pain they endured in the ring with Joe. Nobody ever spoke about the odds. It was simply Frazier's way of sweetening the pot for the sparring partners he had pounded early in the day. It was consistent with the kind of man he was. He could not and would not change the way he approached those sparring sessions. His mantra was, there's no shortcuts in boxing. But he went out of his way to make it worthwhile. Now think about that. What do you do? Let's start with your employees. What do you do to make them feel better? Make them rewarded? Make them feel that they mean more to you? And even if you don't have employees, what are you doing with your customers to basically make them feel they are part of the game and that you care about them? These are simple things often overlooked, and this is something that Joe understood very, very well. And one of the things I was always amazed when I took Joe on as a client, I really was not knowledgeable about boxing. I took him on because he needed marketing help. But I was amazed to watch the depth of emotion his fans had for him. And if you think of it for a moment, his fans were his customers, just like you have customers. And they loved him because of two things he did. He showed them respect, and he showed them love. not only to his employees, but to his fans. And his fans returned it a thousandfold. Now think about this. How often have you gone into a store and you felt like they really didn't care if you were there? How often have you called somebody and listened to a voice that was less than friendly, or a voicemail program that had so much technology wrapped into it, it was hard to ever get to talk to a human being? You know, loving and respecting your fan or customer is a lesson well learned from a world champion like Joe Frazier. It is something that we tend to overlook, but it's something that every successful business does. We show love and respect to our customers, our vendors, our employees, and it comes back multifold. All right, let me take another aspect of Joe. I want to take a quote of Joe's. I want you to think about this now. Listen carefully. You can map out a fight plan or a life plan, but when the action starts, it may not go the way you planned, and you're down to your reflexes. That means your preparation, that's where your road work shows. If you have cheated on that in the dark of the morning, well, you're going to get found out now rather under the bright lights. And that goes for business as well, is the fact that you need to basically be training yourself. You need to be moving forward in a positive way. And if something negative happens, you have to be prepared to handle it and then move forward again. You can't let some of the oddities of life and some of the ill fortunes of life to get you down. You need to have that heart of a champion. And I think it's key for you as a business person to position yourself, in a sense, as a fighter. That is something that you had in common with a champion like Joe Frazier. One other quick story on Joe, and then we'll move forward on some other aspects. I got this from an interview with a gentleman. He said, I have a great memory of Joe. He said, I was managing an Embassy Suites hotel, and I was the manager on duty and got a call to a room for an internet connection issue. And went up there, and there was a black gentleman and a woman in the room. I fixed the issue, had a long chat just about life in general and hotel stuff. I had no idea who it was, thanked them and left. The next day I came to work, and a desk agent said there was something on my desk. Joe Frazier left an autographed photo. I almost fell over when I connected the dots. He was a great guy. How often have you done something as simple as handwriting a thank you note? Just showing people that you have an expression in this world of email today. You know, there seems to be a lack of personalization, but you can also use email in the same effective way. I had a situation recently where a gentleman I'm doing business with had his son had a problem, was hospitalized. And I make sure that I check in with him to see how he and his son are doing. No pitching of business, just showing care and consideration. But you know that strengthens my relationship with that person. So it is something to think about. All right, I want to talk about another aspect of sports. And I think I covered this once before, but I want to do it again. It's what I call the 10 rounds to success. And basically what this is like a checklist. And think about this. Round one is, what is marketing? Do you have a clear understanding of what marketing is? Yes, it's sales. Yes, it's advertising. Yes, it's public relations. Yes, it's promotion. Yes, it's the internet. Yes, it's social media. It is everything. There's a wonderful description of it by a gentleman named Theodore Levin. I've quoted him many times on the show. And he was a professor at Harvard Business School. And he said, marketing is all the exhilarating big things and all the troublesome little things that must be done in every nook and cranny of the entire corporate organization to achieve the purpose of attracting and holding a customer. It is all those little things. Think of a giant jigsaw puzzle or mosaic that when you put all the pieces together makes a magnificent picture. So round one, you have to have a good understanding of what marketing is. But round two is, what business are you in? Do you really know? Do you sell automobiles or do you sell transportation? Do you sell food or do you sell health? I mean, you think about it. You've got to figure out what business you're in from the perspective of the people that you are selling to. And that brings us to round three. Analyze the marketplace. You know, you don't just jump in without analyzing what's going on. You wouldn't get into a boxing ring without having done some research and analyzed and see what challenges that you are facing from your opponents. Well, the same is in business. What challenges are you facing? You need to look at that. What opportunities exist? You know, many people don't understand the fact that opportunities are staring them in the face all the time. And one of the reasons they're staring them in is what I refer to as Wolf's Rule of Business Opportunity. And that is simply stated, every business in every field tends to operate the same as everyone else in that field until someone takes a close look at the similarities and the sameness factors. And they will always find and overlook untapped, unfulfilled opportunity. You need to train your mind to be open to these ideas, open to these different things. And one of the things that you're doing is analyzing the marketplace. And another aspect of that is what I call round four. Evaluate your competition. Who is it that you're competing against? What are their strengths versus yours? Taking a clear, honest look. What are their strengths and what are yours? What are their weaknesses and what are yours? And what can you learn from your competition? Yes, we all can learn from our competition. They may do some things better than we do. They may do some things worse than we do. But in both situations, we are learning. Excuse me while I take a drink of water. And communicate in round five, customer service advantage. How do you improve customer service without spending any money? How would your customer service score from the perspective of your customers? Well, one of the ways that you don't have to spend a lot of money, in fact, you don't have to spend any money, but you do have to spend a little time, is making sure that it is a pleasant situation for your customer to do business with you. Are you user-friendly? Are you courteous? Are you proactive? Do you use common sense? Do you talk to your customer? Do you interact with them? Do you create dialogue with them? You're not going to know what your customer needs unless you take the time of building an advantage through customer service. You know, so the fact is that you need to look at the customer service and the advantages that you want to place to give you an extra edge in the marketplace. All right, then let's look at communications from the right perspective. And what I mean by that Do you understand the WIFM factor, WIIFM? Now, how do you stand out from your competition? Do you know the right fight move combinations? Well, when we talk about the WIFM factor, which I've talked about often and I will continue to talk about often because it is something that people don't seem to remember, it's answering the question that your customer has at the back of their mind, even though they may not express it. What's in it for me? In other words, what is the advantage of doing business with you? What is the benefit I get from buying from you, buying your service or your product? People buy benefits, they don't buy features. And it is extremely important to get that point over. All right, do you stand out from your competition? You don't want to be a mimic. You don't want to suffer from what I call the sameness aura. You want to say, how can I distinctively stand out differently? And some of it is just pure common sense, as I mentioned earlier, courtesy. Thank you notes. Conversational approaches. These are things, especially in this world of the smartphone, what we're finding is a lot of young people do not have interpersonal skills, conversational skills, or social skills, and you need that to communicate with customers. In fact, one of the complaints I heard recently from a gentleman was the fact that he gets letters from the millennials that are written like text messages. Just, you know, not very professional. All right. Round 7. All right. Well, let me go back on round 6. I left something out for a moment. All right. As I said, how do you stand out from your competition? Well, you also, do you know the right fight moves, the right combination? And it's really common sense again, looking at, all right, how can I communicate more effectively than the competition? Email, for example, is wonderful, but you got to really know how to write copy in just even the message bar to get someone to open the email. I delete almost 300 emails a day without reading them because they are not addressed to grab my attention. One of the greatest factors that you can take advantage of the public, your customer, is the factor of curiosity. People are curious, and if you can spark that curiosity, they will open your email, they'll open your direct mail, you know, they'll pay more attention to your advertising. Curiosity is a fascinating factor that works wonders. It really does. All right, round 7, developing a strong left hook strategy. As I said before, you don't want to be a mimic marketer. You don't want to replicate, duplicate, imitate. You want to originate. All right? You can also look at creating a proprietary marketing platform. Is there something you can do that is not easy for your competition to duplicate? You think about it. And we've covered a couple of points that could be very simple, that you can look at something to strengthen your relationships with the customer. It doesn't mean that your competition can't do it, but if you do it in a thorough way, and I'll go back to the subject of courtesy, an in-depth courtesy, thank yous, phone calls. For example, downtime, calling a customer and just saying, how are you? We want to see how things are going with you. If you put together a totally integrated courtesy program, it could be very, very effective. So you look for what can you do proprietary-wise. And then there is what's called the integrated marketing approaches. And that's really, in a sense, as I said earlier, the jigsaw puzzle, the marketing mosaic. It's taking all of the pieces together and developing that what I call left hook strategy, by a strong integrated marketing approach where everything supports each element. Each element supports the others. All right, round 8, customer relationships. Do you know what your customer is worth? And think about that for a moment. What is the amount of business you think you get from a customer on an average basis in a year? Have you thought about it? Have you done some homework on it? You should be. And, you know, you want to make sure that you are not neglecting a client, you know. And as I said, you want to make sure that customers are aware of the fact that they have benefits that they gain from doing business with you. You know, these all tie into what I call round 9, which is customer retention possibilities. You need to look at practices that you can, and as I said, this is common sense, that you can repeat again and again and again to make sure that customers feel that you care about them. And in round 10, you build an effective intelligence network. You know how you want to create an environment where, for example, vendors are a great source of what's going on in the market and ideas that can help you. And you want to figure out what is the competition doing. You know, the key principles of asking a lot of questions so that you get feedback that can be beneficial to you gives you a competitive edge in the marketplace. All right. I want to talk back again about what we offer here on this program for you. We have the LinkedIn groups, the 4 LinkedIn groups, the Celebrities for Marketing, the Smart Marketing for Small Business, the Creative Thinkers Forum, and the Fearless Marketers. That's for those of you who are willing to take a few risks. We want you to also look at our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. Email us at marketingsmartly@aol.com. We want to hear from you as to what you would like us to prepare for the show, present, and as I said, perhaps have you participate as well. So, I mean, it can be an exciting thing. Go up to our websites, Smart Marketing Group, check out our time block program under the advisory clip. You know, if you're interested in coaching, you need a little bit of an edge. We're happy to talk to you about that. Obviously, we are marketing strategists, creative tacticians. And I get out there and I give speeches, not just, as I said, to educate and inform a general audience. I can also develop presentations for you that target a specific audience. If you deal with small businesses, if you deal with any business where you think marketing would be of a concern, of marketing and management issues, we can put together a number of different types of workshops, speeches, webinars, things that can build a benefit for you. All right, lastly, I'd like you and hope that you enjoy this show and tell others about this show. It's every Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is your show. This show is designed for you. Our purpose is very simple. You know, it is dedicated to stimulate your thinking, motivate your actions, educate continuously. So that's why we want you to visit our LinkedIn groups. We want you to interact with us. We want to hear from you because it's a tough market out there. It's a highly competitive market. And many of us run around in what I call a reactive mode rather than a proactive mode. And our goal is to get you to be more proactive and utilizing something which I complain about all the time as being uncommon, common sense. Yes, I'm cynical. But it is something that is too often overlooked and can be very, very effective. Not can be, is very, very effective in giving you a competitive edge in the marketplace. So thank you for tuning in. Please spread the word to others, and we will talk to you next week. Take care.